I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, before we get into this video, I just want to let you know that a lot of you watching right now, as you can see on the screen, are not yet subscribed to my channel. If you could kindly subscribe, that would be greatly appreciated, as we are now racing towards 500,000. So let's try and get there as quickly as we can. Ex-boss called me to yell at me for not showing up to work. I'm new to Reddit and I'm a bit tipsy, so be easy on me. I thought this story would be a good fit here. Some backstory and general info, I am female with a somewhat unique name. Yes, this is important. I was 18, I'm 23 now, when I got my first job at a Western Wear store, and didn't even work there for a full year. We sold mainly cowboy boots and some clothes and accessories that went along with that general theme. I loved working there, and it was a pretty great first job. There were two locations, one in my town and one in the next state. I stayed at one location in my town, and my boss mostly stayed at the other location because she lived closer to it. She also had an employee who would go in between stores as the boss needed. At first, I thought my boss was a really badass woman. However, that opinion would soon change. You see, she sucked at running a business and didn't want to keep paying the expensive rent for the building we were currently using. So she moved the store to an obscure location at the beginning of the summer. She admitted that summers were the slowest season, so in my opinion, it was not smart to move locations then. She would also avoid regular customers when they would come in to talk to her about their orders taking too long to arrive. I also heard she was a homewrecker, and the guy whose marriage she ruined would come into the store regularly. Needless to say, she was a bad businesswoman who did whatever she wanted. Yeah, just quickly, I disagree with you a little bit. I think that moving locations in the slowest season is the best idea, but then also everything else you've said, yeah, doesn't sound like the best boss. After she moved the store, we started losing business. She started scheduling less of us, having maybe two employees working at once. Then she told me, "It wouldn't hurt my feelings if you look for another job." I remember that word for word. Looking back, I realized that that was her way of saying, "You should probably find another job." Soon, we weren't getting scheduled at all. She was running the store by herself, and she kept saying, "Maybe business will pick up next week and I'll need you." Then one day, my mum came home and asked if my boss had moved again. I said I didn't know, then asked why. She informed me that she drove by my work and it looked empty. I told my friend, and soon she drove by and told me that it was indeed completely deserted. I officially didn't have a job anymore. Thankfully, I was working at a barn a few days a week, so I had some kind of income. I did find out that this woman still had her other store open, so I was a little salty. Now onto the real story. I was chilling at home a few months after I found out my boss had deserted us when I see that she is calling me. I thought it was weird and answered. The call started off very friendly and cheerful, but then her female dog side came out. The call went something like this. "Hello?
Hi, OP?"
"Yes."
"Hi, this is your boss. How are you?"
I'm alright. How are you?"
"I'm good. Look, I'm calling because, cue her female dogginess, you cannot keep calling out of work like this."
I'm completely confused. "Excuse me, what?"
"You keep calling out when you should be here working. I have places I need to be, and my ex-co-worker cannot run the store alone."
"I have no idea what you're talking about."
"Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about?"
She said this in a mocking tone. "No, Mom, I haven't worked for you in months." Now, my entitled ex-boss was silent for a few seconds, then hangs up. I sat there for a few minutes processing what just happened. I figure she must have a worker at the other store with the same name as me, and she just called the wrong one. But I do have a very uncommon name, so that is unlikely in my opinion. And if it was a mistake, why not just own up to it, suck it up, and freaking apologize? But instead, like a scared middle schooler, she hangs up. It was in this moment I lost what little respect I had left for her. I wish there was a better ending, but there isn't. I never heard from her again. I have looked up her and her other store, and it turns out she eventually closed that store too, and now she works at an airport. That somewhat makes me happy. Part of me wants to open a store like hers and run it better than she did. We'll see. Yeah, OP, if there is any way you can possibly do this, I strongly advise for you to do so. That would be the ultimate karma. Make a store like the one you used to work at, the one your boss ran, and just make it 10 times better. Clearly, this person is very entitled and is also a terrible boss, but also, more than that, they're just a terrible person. OP, I completely agree with you. They should have just admitted to their mistake. It wasn't even that bad. I guess they just felt bad for leaving you in the dark and not giving you enough work. But yeah, as you say, that is so childish, and I guess the fact that they did get the wrong person just shows how bad of a boss they are, how unorganized they are. It's just shocking. Anyway, guys, if you are enjoying this video so far, please drop it a like and also subscribe to my channel. That will help me out massively and make sure this video does well. Now, moving on to our next story. Actually, Ken, I don't work here anymore. All for you. A friend of mine recently reminded me of this, the absolute best time I ever had dealing with a Karen in the wild. It happened about 30 years ago, so I'm going strictly by memory here. I also have no clue what the name for a male Karen is, so I'll call him Ken. Actually, just before we do get into this story, what is the name for a female Karen? Is it Chad? I really can't remember. Let me know in the comments, guys. I've completely forgotten. I used to work for a chain convenience store, and back in the late 80s, it ran into financial trouble. Corporate decided that, to cut costs, they would sell off and shut down all locations that didn't have a gas station attached. This included my location. Once the stores were sold or closed, our positions would be eliminated and we'd be out of a job. Although I was only the assistant manager for our location, I was effectively running things as corporate had decided to pull my manager off to a different location. And the assistant would be good enough since the store was closing anyway. Now onto the story. Once my chain announced that they were closing the stores, it was no secret that we would be shutting down. Of course, us employees were still expected to give good customer service. That was usually no problem as we were in a good area and had pretty decent customers. They liked us, we liked them. But at the same time, we had no flips to give for the occasional Karens. It was nice, you know, being able to shut them down. What were they gonna do? Fire us? Good times. I wish I could remember specific instances, but 30 years, they all kind of run together now. The most entitled of all, though, was Ken. It turns out he'd bought our location from the chain and would be taking over in about a month and a half. During that time, I was working with the head honcho guys from corporate, doing things at the store level for the sale. Meanwhile, Ken came in a few times a week, demanding that certain things be done, as if he already owned the place. He wanted us to change displays, order specific products, etc. The corporate guys had already told me to ignore his demands, so all of them were met with some variation of, "No, Ken, I work for the chain, not for you. And this isn't your store yet." Now, this all of course sent Ken off in his all huffing glory, yelling that I wouldn't be acting like that once he ran the place. Fast forward to the final day. All the other employees had worked their last shifts, and as acting manager, I opened the store that morning. The corporate guys arrived to go through whatever they needed, and shortly before noon, Ken showed up. Ken and the corporate guys went into the back, and once they came back out, we closed the store in order to finalize everything. The corporate guys and I cashed out the register for the last time, and most importantly, I turned over my key to the store. Once that was done, something close to the following happened. "Okay, Ken, we're done. It's..."
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
"All yours now," corporate started packing up to leave. "Just making sure, guys, the chain no longer owns this location. Ken is in charge now, yes?" Corporate confirms, so I step out from behind the counter. Of course, Ken starts yelling. I think yelling was his default mode.
"Where do you think you're going?"
"Home? What does it look like?"
"You get back here and get your butt back behind that counter where it belongs."
"No, I don't work for you."
"What do you mean, no? I told you things would be different when I took over, and now you have to do what I tell you to do."
I say to Ken with a huge grin on my face, "You just don't get it, do you?" Ken looks confused. "You bought the store, you bought the inventory, but you did not buy the employees, and you sure as heck didn't buy me." So I'll say it one last time, and try to get this through to whatever functional sales may be floating around in your empty head. "I don't work for you. Never have, never will." And since the chain store no longer longer exists, I don't work there anymore either. Since I'm no longer needed here, I nod to the corporate guys, I'm leaving. Dang, what a speech. Ken starts sputtering and yelling incoherently, realizing he now has nobody to work the register as I walk to the doors for my last time. Of course, I can't help myself. As I'm pushing the door open, I turn around. I give Ken my best customer service smile and a cheery, have a nice day. If I remember correctly, the store didn't open again for a couple of days, at least, while Ken tried to hire some employees. But anyone from the neighborhood who had seen him treating us so badly before the sale wanted nothing to do with him. And even once it reopened, it didn't last long. Yeah, well, based on that depiction of Ken, I'm really not that surprised. Seriously though, who in their right mind thinks that buying a company means you then buy the employees? That's just never, ever, ever been the case. Legally, morally, there's just so much wrong with that. Yeah, sure, some of the employees might want to continue working at that place and they might sign up with you and work for your new company, but it's not like a legal requirement for them to stay there. That's not how it works, Ken. How can an owner of a company not understand the rules? Surely entirely new contracts have to be written up and agreed upon. Ken, my man, how do you not know these things? Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/I Don't Work Here Lady. I really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you're enjoying all the content I'm putting out right now at the moment every single day, then make sure you are subscribed to my channel. There's also more stuff to watch on screen right now, along with, this is very special, a link to my shop where you can buy some new face masks. The design, I think you'll agree, is pretty fire. All money raised goes to charity, and it's probably the best thing I've ever done on this YouTube channel. So if you wouldn't mind checking it out, that would be much appreciated.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.